breaking news is different, and we definitely had breaking news yesterday. When reporters and others try to get the facts fast, they're only getting what's available or apparent at the time, and the story will change quickly. But there are some rules to the breaking news game that are tougher to follow in this 21st century world of social media.
And we saw it happen yesterday during the dramatic manhunt for an ex-LA cop with a shootout and barricade in the San Bernardino Mountains. Kelly McBride is senior faculty at the Poynter Institute. She joins us live to talk about ethics and challenges of breaking news coverage in this new world of journalism. Kelly, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So we listened and watched the coverage evolve around the Christopher Dorner story, and there seemed to be little restraint among some reporters. One anchor, a TV anchor, was pranked by a Howard Stern fan. People were reporting scanner traffic. What was your sense of it?
Well, no, I couldn't see what you guys saw because I'm not a local resident, so I could only see what was available to the national audience. But my sense was that you had the entire range of really responsible reporting to really irresponsible reporting. But I think that the LAPD and the news media got a little hung up on Twitter and whether things should be different on Twitter, because the LAPD at one point asked the journalist, hey, could you stop tweeting stuff out? And they did. And I actually think that was a mistake for a couple of reasons. One is, it's not just journalists that use Twitter. Everybody uses Twitter. And so in the absence of all the professionals offering their information, the audience filled in the blanks, and it was wildly inconsistent and inaccurate. And then it also allows conspiracy theories to fester when you have an absence of information. So I think that was... I think, you know, the general guideline is that when you're a journalist and there's a breaking news situation like that, you don't reveal strategic or tactical information. So you don't say, hey, there's 20 SWAT guys at this intersection, or, you know, they're about to ram the door with a big battering ram. You don't say stuff like that because you could reveal to the guy that they're trying to get the strategy of the police department, but a lot of the other information isn't strategy, it's just information. And in breaking news, people need information.
You mentioned Twitter in our final 30 seconds, and does Twitter become less relevant, and it's probably not the right word, but less relevant, given that citizens are just tweeting out whatever they want? You're talking about the difference between news organizations and average Joes tweeting whatever they want. How does that complicate things?
Well, actually, I think Twitter makes it more relevant because everybody can participate. The community is taking part in informing itself. You know, so people were getting alerts and they were tweeting those out saying, hey, I got this information. They were seeing things and they were tweeting that out. And so the community can participate in the storytelling, and then the role of the journalist changes, and the journalists then become part of the sense makers, and they help verify information that's already out there, and they also help organize the information in a way that the consumer can make sense of it.
We become the vetters in the Twitterverse.
Absolutely.
All right, Kelly, thanks so much for being here. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks for having me.
That's Kelly McBride, senior faculty at the Poynter Institute.